in the later afternoon, it sort of softens on the avenue, wasting the remainder of the day. Drinking off what's left of the glasses on the table when the couples get their checks and walk away. And I'll be here tomorrow, then every day that follows, until I see you later on this week. Will you come and pick me up when I get up off the bus? Will you help me bring my stuff out to the beach? When we met, I was the reverend. You were in the congregation. Didn't happen right away, but pretty soon. And I never had a calling. It was just a strong desire to be the one that stood up in the room. 'Cause when I was a child, I used to fixate on the chaplain, the way he brought the widows all the tears. And that looked like a decent way to make a little living here. I gave myself to God for a few years. Built a chapel off the exit on the highway outside Harrisburg. There was all that new development back then. Parishioners would come to me with cakes and little pastries and ask me for my blessing once again. But I couldn't shake the feeling I was faking all the faithfulness, and every single sermon was a fraud. Drifted through the rituals, prideful, high, and pitiful, and pissing off a petty, vengeful God. Pissing off a petty, vengeful God. My parents are both ancient now. I'm staying at their summer house, clear out on the weekends when they come. To my sisters and her daughters on the fringe of Philadelphia, with their skinny cigarettes and snapping gum. But I'm grateful for the place to stay. I'm caddying on Saturdays. The money's not as good as it was when we were teenagers. Walk back from the golf course, cut through a couple backyards, but I try to keep my eyes pointed heavenward. In some other prior life, the Reverend and his wife are sitting in the kitchen making plans, unaware of all the mess the pressure in the flesh is capable of making in a man. And I never really fell, 'cause I was never quite convinced. I must admit I miss all the simplicity of a woman and a man. But I also understand the reasons you no longer wanna be with me. I can see why you no longer wanna be with me. Came in hot, someone called the cops. I explained to them how much it is you mean to me. The cuffs, they made a click as they wrapped around my wrists. Everybody's got their version of security. Maybe there's a life where the Reverend has his wife and Jesus has his ministry in Galilee. But the sunset looks like blood from the windows of this bus, somewhere between Harrisburg and Bethany. Somewhere between Harrisburg and Bethany. Somewhere between Harrisburg and Bethany.